The Autopsies 2016, going unto perfection. Our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will at this time be revealing to us His ways towards perfection through His Son, a faithful minister of God, a father to many, committed to raising the younger generation unto maturity, a role model who has had spiritual oversight of various works and ministries, a loving husband blessed with children. Join me as I invite to the pulpit the set man of Power and Glory Tabernacle, Pastor Seyi Osoyibi.
They must be acquainted with. I hope you understand that. So, in your training, there are different courses you must learn, master, and prove your proficiency in. Is that okay? Do you understand that? So that when you are graduated and you are released to the world, you can hold your own anywhere you go to. Hallelujah. So it is with the Word of God. So it is with the curriculum of God. This old Bible is a curriculum, and your ability to master it will help you come unto perfection. Hallelujah. And so in 1 week, we may not be able to break it up and explain everything, but we will give you snapshots that will help you on your way, in your journey, in your pilgrimage journey here on earth, in the name of Jesus. Many doctrines that were true in the early churches are no longer so in our present time, because something happened to the church. After the first apostles, this set of apostles died, and those who lived with them also died, the church sank into what was called in church history the Dark Ages. That was a time when Constantine took over and they plunged the church into darkness. They shut down the word of God. They stopped the apostolic order and set up a contrary system in the earth. And that thing led the world all throughout, and many men lost their ways, until God raised an apostle in Martin Luther, who came and began to dig the wells again. What did I say he began to do? He began to dig the wells. In Genesis chapter 26, I'm coming back to Hebrews. I just want to lay this foundation. Genesis 26, let's take it from verse 16. 26:16. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Next verse. And Isaac departed therein and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. 18. And hear what the Bible said. And Isaac digged again the wells of water. Everybody said the wells of water. Water is a type of doctrine. Are you with me? So also is wine. Do you understand? When you look at the Bible and they speak about wine, they speak about water, it's speaking about doctrines and teachings. Is that okay? Now, this is a source where water comes from. A source of life. Amen. That says, it dug again the wells of water, which they are digged in the days of Abraham, his father. Now, I'm drawing a parallel here. The apostles dug certain wells and gave the church certain teachings, certain revelations, certain insights to the word of God, the mind of God, the purposes of God, and the plans of God. They gave it to the church. They opened those wells. Hallelujah. Those wells were sources of life to the body. They were sources of life to the world. But the Bible says when those men died, the enemy came and covered them up. The enemy shot it. That's why it was called the Dark Ages. Men had no access to those teachings again. They had no access to those truths again. And so a situation came in the earth where men began to worship and serve God the way they pleased, of the way they felt. Do you understand me? Do you understand where we're coming from? The church has been on a journey of recovery. The Bible says Isaac came and dug again the wells of water where they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. Now, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. You know from Bible that Philistines stand for the enemies of God. I hope you all know that. They have always been God's enemies. Why did they stop the wells of water? In a land where there was famine, does it make sense to have stopped the wells of water? Do you understand me? It's not rational. It doesn't appeal to common sense. But the Bible says they stopped the wells of water after the death of Abraham. In the days the apostles lived, it was difficult for Satan to contain those guys. Those guys were not ordinary human beings. Those men were terrible men. You know how they described them? They said, "These men that turned the world upside down has come into our city." That was how dreadful they were. That was how Satan feared them. Hallelujah. Are you with me? The things people don't understand. See, when Rome was at the zenith of its power, the Roman Empire was so powerful. Now, the Roman Empire became afraid when the Christians began to declare that there was another potent. Is it the only potent? Remember, the only potent means the only king, the only lord was Jesus. In the Roman setup, there was only one potent. That was the emperor of Rome. Are you with me? But the Christians said that there was another one who is the only potent. They were challenging the authority of Rome. It was a direct confrontation. Are you with me? And Rome began to persecute them. And some they began to kill. Now, how would you have reacted to such threats in the church? Now, if it was to be the present day church that was persecuted in the first century, their prayer meeting would have been like this. God, all the emperors, and who are those people? The Romans. Let them die by fire. Do you understand? We would have been praying the fire prayer over the Roman Empire. But the apostles did not ask us to pray that God should kill them. What did they pray for? In Acts chapter, is it 5? The verses they gathered together, say, "Lord, 4, we need more power, more anointing, to prove to them that Jesus, this is your risen son, is still the Lord." And God validated that prayer by coming in a big earthquake, filling them with power, and the Bible says they went out again. They were not praying for their enemies, they were praying for more evidences to shut them up. I don't know whether I'm making sense here. The spirit those men carried, Satan couldn't quench it. Satan has quenched our own by giving us another kind of spirit. We are praying other kinds of prayers. We are pursuing different things. And it is so comfortable for Satan. You know what Satan has done? He has done what the Philistines did. They've closed the wells. You have become aliens to the lifestyle of those first century apostles. You don't understand the life. Those wells are shut down. And people must begin to dig those wells again and discover the power. Peter stood before that man, that beggar. You remember that beggar stood there at the beautiful gate and said, "Give me." And he was begging for alms. And Peter stood and John said, "Silver and gold I have not, but such as I have, I give thee." What did he have? He said, "Jesus." But the church is so wealthy, we don't have Jesus. We have pursued wealth at the detriment of Jesus. We need to open these wells again. We need to go back and open those wells. Like Isaac opened the wells that were closed by the Philistines. We need to go back and discover where those wells are and dig them again. So that those waters can begin to flow. But you know the funny thing? After he dug the first well, the Philistines came back and shut it. In the time of famine, water is your most valuable asset. But the Philistines, like Satan, knew what they were doing because they were playing out a script. They shut the well. You know how many times God has been trying to get the church, the people of God, to assess the truth. Every time that the truth comes into the earth, certain men will rise up, thinking they are fighting Satan. But actually, they were being used by Satan. We don't know Satan very well. I said, I promise one day I will do a teaching on Satan so that I can know him well. Not knowing him has caused a lot of problems. This Satan, you should be weary of him. Because Satan is your... Let me give you a snapshot of who Satan is. How many of you know the ninja? Those ninja warriors in film. Kung Fu film. How many of you watch Kung Fu film? Tell the truth and let the devil be ashamed. I know you're in church, but just tell the truth. Me, I watch them. Hallelujah. Now, I like this line. This particular film I watched many years ago. Rambo. How many of you watched Rambo? First Blood. Is it First Blood or? First Blood. You know, when that corner came to that policeman, and he said he was the Oga of Rambo. You know what the corner said? That man told the corner, said, "You have come to deliver your boy from us." Says, "To rescue your boy from us." He said, "No, I've come to rescue you from him." He said, "Where you call hell, they call it home." So he has been trained to use any weapon to kill. What kind of human being is that? Any weapon can be used to kill. I watched one film many years ago too. It was this guy was a ninja, normal ninja. But he was going to see a big boss. So they stripped him naked of everything on him. So that he would not kill the major don. So as he knelt down before the don, they don't show him a paper. We look at, I have evidence against you. He took the paper and read it. And while he was talking to the man, he was folding it. He was folding it and turned it into a killing weapon and choked him in the neck and killed him and got up and walked out. People didn't know he was already dead. What am I saying? That thing in your hand that you call useful can be turned against you and used in killing you. If you don't know the person you are fighting, you may lose your soul for it. And so many people don't know Satan. The well that was dug by Abraham, Satan instigated the Philistines to cover it. Even in the time of famine, when men needed water, when the earth needed water, it caused them to shut the water wells down. And so he has shut down teachings. Now, what I want to say is this, please. Hallelujah. For God, and I've used this illustration many times. Praise God. You will remember that many of you, when you're coming in into the higher institution, you came in as non-entities. This is the power of knowledge. This is the power of information. Just not any information, a body of knowledge has the ability to alter a non-entity and turn that person into a professional. I don't know whether I'm making sense. I remember the time you came into school. By the time you were graduating, you were already an authority in a measure. Hallelujah. See, you understand me? There are times when there was some of my children came into school. There was one that is a lawyer. Where he was still running up and down. Now she's going to court. And I said, ah. Now what happened to that small girl that made that girl now a barrister? What? Knowledge. Not just information, knowledge. A body of knowledge was imparted to that soul, and that soul will stand and look at you and say, I'm learned. Something altered that soul is knowledge. Amen. So when Lucifer stood, it was knowledge that was standing. Amen. And God looked at him and said, yes, you are the son of the morning. I made you so. He said, but I will deal with you. I will let you know that you are a creation. I am the creator. Are you with me? Knowledge is a battle of knowledge. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? And so, I need you to understand that if you are going to come into perfection, the right kind of knowledge is very, very essential. Very, very essential. Hallelujah. Now, take me back. And so the Bible says they stopped the wells after the death of Abraham. And so, what happened? And Isaac's servant, verse 19. And he called, verse 18. Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, verse 19, and found there a well of springing water. And the headsmen of Gerar strived with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. The word Esek means contention. Verse 21, and they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of that one Sitna, which means hatred. And he removed the ends and digged another well. For that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. The Lord will make room for you, and you shall be fruitful in the land in the name of Jesus. That is what God wants you to do. That you will become fruitful. You see, listen to me. There are many typologies of a Christian. One of it is that a Christian is likened to a tree. But you see, before you can be a tree, you must be a seed. Hallelujah. A seed that is sown in the ground. And it grows in the right kind of atmosphere, right kind of soil conditions. And then at a particular time, the Bible says it begins to bring forth its fruit. Psalm 1 said, it shall bring forth its fruit in season and out of season. Whatsoever it doeth, what shall happen? Shall prosper. Hallelujah. God wants you and I to become very, very fruitful. One of the prophetic declarations of Joseph, he said, let Joseph be like a fruitful boar. When he becomes fruitful, men will come and eat. I'm looking forward to people coming to eat from you in the name of Jesus. Can you take me back to Hebrews 5? Hebrews 5. Hallelujah. Can we touch from verse 11? Okay, let me take from... Okay, let me take the thought. Oh man, let me take the thought from verse 1. For every high priest... Let me take from 1. For every... Hebrews 5:1. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Verse 2. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? There are two sets of people. The ignorant and those that are out of the way. Remember Jesus Christ said, Proverbs said there is a way that seemeth right to a man. And the way of that word is what? Is death. Jesus Christ said, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. In seeing the kingdom, you need to also see the way to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So ways are very important here. But the Bible says certain people are out of the way. And so they need an high priest who can have compassion on them. Hallelujah. 5. For that he himself also is compassed with... I've not finished chapter verse 2. You have taken me away from 2. For himself also is compassed with infirmity. That's the Old Testament high priest. Verse 3 now. Now said it. And by reason herefore he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. Now, Paul was writing to the Hebrew church and was drawing parallels from the Old Testament. The Old Testament priests, specifically the high priest, was picked from amongst men for the simple reason that they needed somebody that can show compassion on those who are ignorant and those who are out of the way. Do you understand? Because it's easy to get to a place in life and you begin to wonder why some people are so stupid the way they are. I don't know whether you have classmates that are so intelligent. I had a classmate who was so intelligent. And when we go to meet him and ask him, please, can you help us with this problem? The problem that we have been trying to solve for the past 3 hours, the guy will solve it in 5 minutes. He says, this one is equal to this, and this is the answer. He says, it's very simple. Huh? I say, if it is simple, we will come and meet you. We won't come. So, he becomes very irritated that we are not intelligent. You don't understand. Some of you are very dull, like me. This guy could sit down for 9 hours reading. 9 hours. Me, I can only, my retention span is 2 hours. So how come? So we did a test one day, and we all failed. I think the best of us got around 5, over 20. So we went to complain that this test is a very bad test. Can you tell the lecturer, please, can you do another test for us so that we can... Say, but your classmates scored 20-20. We said, don't mind him. He's not in our class. He's not a member of our class. Those of us who are in the class know ourselves. Amen. So you see, he can't understand how dull we are. He can't understand how God framed us and we are so dull. This is simple now. So if it's simple, do you think we are coming? So after we found that he had no patience, we left ourselves to ourselves. God, we've taken our condition. That kind of person can't be our high priest because he has no compassion. He went to Saudi Arabia and came back and said he has more respect for Muslims than Christians. I can understand he has no compassion. He said Muslims are more committed to God than Christians. This guy does not know God at all. Doesn't know anything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We need an high priest that has compassion. Why? Because he himself will find out that he is also compassed with the same infirmities. So that if we make you high priest, it's not because you shall be pastors. We just picked you. You are just first among equals. Do you understand? So when you are saying, Father, have mercy on them, you also say, Father, also have mercy on me. Because you will see in your people the same problems in your life. Do you understand? God doesn't want an high priest that cannot identify with the people. Otherwise, it will not be a faithful high priest. Hallelujah. So that Bible says he himself is compassed with infirmity. Now, can we take the next verse? Let's go to verse 6. Praise God. And he said also, in another place, he's now speaking about another kind of priest. Have I read verse 5? Okay. And so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. But he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. Verse 6. Also said this, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, the first place we hear God speak about Jesus' sonship was where? At Jordan. Said, This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. But there was another prophecy that had come before Jesus' arrival. He has spoken it in the Psalms, that thou art a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. So the lineage of his priesthood did not come after the lineage of Aaron. It came from another lineage. Praise God. Let's look at verse 7. He now said, Who in the days of his flesh, that's Jesus, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard that he feared. The next verse. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. 9. And being made perfect. Everybody say, being made perfect. Jesus was made perfect. He was born without sin. But that did not say that he could not be tempted. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. The problem with our understanding of the word perfection is that we think that once you become perfect, you cannot sin again. That is not true. That is not true. Only God cannot sin. If you sit God down and say, God, let me teach you how to commit sin, and you teach him and teach him and teach him, he still will not be able to sin. Because within him, there is no structure that can make him sin. I don't know whether you understand me. When the Bible says God cannot lie, it's not that God has tried and has exercised self-control. That, do you know how many of you have found yourself in a very terrible position and you were under temptation to tell lies? Just little, not big one, no, just little. Just bent the rules there, you know. Hallelujah. All of us at one point or the other. Even when I say, as pastor, I will not tell lie. You know, it's easy to say, I'm pastor, I will tell lie. For the sake that I'm pastor, you won't expect me to tell lie. Abi? Now, that is not so with God. It's not because God is God, that's why he's not telling lie. But if we find ourselves in another situation where he's not God, she understand? Praise God. If you take him to hell, he won't tell lie there. You don't understand? If they take God to hell, I say, God, this is not heaven. No. Here, we tell lies. When you are in Rome, you look at a Roman, we tell lies there. So, you too can tell lies. I was told of a story. He took one of these governors to go to America. So, when they got to America, he told him, there's no Sharia here.
You can do ah. Say that was it. Ah, Excellency, I'll do my best. I'll try. So the man painted the town red. He is doing Sharia in his hometown. When he now got back to Nigeria, he called to say, oh boy, how far with that Sharia? Ah, one light alive. We do that Sharia. We do that Sharia. Eh? We do that Sharia. He just brought out envelope and said, go and look at the envelope. And let come back. And so when he gave him the envelope, the man looked, opened it and found pictures of all the cities of all the women and lots he has slept with. Real life pictures. That's why you must be careful when you go to a hotel. They have hidden camera there. They took his picture. So if you are still interested in this Sharia, I will let the press see this. That was how Sharia and praise the Lord. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Amen. Hallelujah. So you need to understand that Jesus was made perfect. Now, when he stepped out of eternity to this world, he took on flesh and he became subjected to all kinds of temptation. The Bible says there is no temptation which has befallen you, which is not common to all men. There is nothing you have gone through that Jesus did not go through. Think about any opportunity to do anything. Fornicate, tell lie, fight. What are the things that would commonly beset us? Eh? You curse. Every one of you that have hurt me, I will curse you. People that talk like that are in danger of a fire. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not that he was not tempted. Do you remember when that man said, if you be the Son of God, come down and then we will know. Have you had people talk to you like that? If you are the son of your father, cross this line. Have you had that expression? Amy, don't pass on. Amy, I will tell you, I'm the son of my father. You now cross the line. You will now draw another line. If you are the son of your father, cross the line. Praise God. The Bible says he endured the contradiction of sinners. A natural man would have said, I will now show you that I and my father, we are one. Angel, Gabriel, which of you is there? Come and show them. I'll let you two angels. Can you imagine two angels landing? Bah! There will be an earthquake in Jerusalem that day. Earthquake will take place. You need only, there was only one angel that came to raise up Jesus Christ now. How many angels do you know? Somebody say, we know archangels. What other angels do you know? Okay. What category of angel was the one that came down from heaven? Put one leg on water, one on land, raised his hand to heaven and uttered his voice, and seven thunders responded. What kind of angel is that? Is it arc or bent? Look, there are so many things we don't know. So many things we don't know. One angel landed that day and all the demonic hosts of the world could not stand before him. It's called the angel of the resurrection. They have not seen him before. Lucifer did not know he existed. It was that first day Satan was going to see him. When he came down, removed that stone and raised Jesus from the dead. That was the first day they were seeing him. It was not Michael that came down. It was not Gabriel. That was another angel. I don't know his name. So don't go and worship him. Praise God. You know, human beings are very funny and crazy. So Jesus was made perfect. And so he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that do what? Obey. This is the understanding I want to leave with you this night as we lay the foundation. I don't intend to speak for a very long time. Jesus was made perfect so that he can become the author of what? Eternal salvation. To all them that do what? Obey him. Your coming into perfection is predicated on you obeying him in all things. In all. In all. I have a hypothesis. The three different levels of our obedience. Hallelujah.
The first level you have to learn obedience is in your family. God put you in a family to go and learn how to obey. If you have parents who don't obey, you will not obey God. Don't tell yourself lies. If God, if your parents are calling you, Ade, and it takes you 20 years to respond, don't think you will hear God speak. Because you have not passed the first test. Do you understand what I'm saying? They have to see that you know what you are doing. Then they will take you to the next level. They will bring you into the word. Then the Bible says they were obedient to all that the apostles taught. Then when they get there and they pass that, then the Holy Ghost will now come and now begin to give instructions. Tell me which law that Moses broke that made him to lose the promised land. Which law? Which of the commandments did he break? That law was not written in the Ten Commandments, but it was a commandment that was in heaven that Moses knew. There are laws that are not written that they are there in the heavens. You must know them. You must obey all. Jesus obeyed all. The one they did wrote, the one they didn't write, he obeyed all. He fulfilled all. Then he became the author of eternal salvation. We must get to the place where we must fulfill all. We must. He said, your righteousness must exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. Otherwise, you are not started at all. It's like you saying that, you know, praise God. You want a PhD and you are still struggling with MTS 101 and you want to have PhD. Even if they dash you PhD, it will still show that you are a non-entity. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them. So it is not for everybody. It is for those who obey him and fulfill their requirements of obedience. Verse 10. The Bible says this. Called of God an high priest after the order of Melchizedek. 11. The Bible says, of whom we have many things to say and hearts to be altered. Seeing you are dull of what? Hearing. I feel very sad that the church, this Hebrew church was so dull that the revelation, the things we needed to know about Melchizedek, Paul could not write them down. Because those guys could not handle it. There was a man of God, I heard of a story, who wrote a book just before he died. After finishing the book, he had to tear the book. Why? He said the church was not ready for the book. There are books in heaven that they cannot break the seals because the church is not mature to handle it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let me explain what I'm trying to say. I used to say it in church. When I was in secondary school, they told me that atom was not divisible. I got to the university and I found that atom was divisible. Because they knew that I could handle that information. Even form 3, okay, you don't use form 3. I was in form 3, praise God. I don't know the equivalent now. They told me it was not divisible. If I got to form 5 and they told me it was divisible, I would have gone to war. Do you understand? My mind had not developed to undo that new information. And so after the university, I now began to read or watch documentary, and I began to find that even there are smaller particles that is still smaller than the neutron. There are all kinds of things in creation that we don't know. And the men are discovering them. I can't handle it now because I've not studied physics like he has studied physics. He's doing physics at the PhD level. The things he's talking about is completely rubbish to me. I don't understand it. He gave me the paper he published. He said they are hard to be altered because you are dull of hearing. The word hearing, that word means that you are not able to understand. Now, remember, look, the church does not grow if they don't have understanding. Understanding is key. The parable of the sower declares that when a person hears the word and he does not understand it, immediately he steps out, the buzz of the hair would come what? take it away because he had no understanding. But then the other ones that had could not keep it because they could not endure with the trials that came along. But those who heard, who understood, who persevered. So understanding is key. So if you hear a truth and you cannot articulate how to implement it in real life situation, then you did not really understand. And so because you don't understand, Satan will activate a program that will kill that seed in you. It will kill it. It will kill it. Amen. And there are so many seeds you must grow in your soul. That your heart is a soil. Say you know. It's a soil. They are planting many seeds. But do you know how many seeds have germinated your life? Take a census. Take an audit. How many seeds have germinated your life? The seed of tithe. How many of you can tithe without blinking an eye? Amen. You can give tithe of 10 naira. I know. But can you give a tithe of 100 million? That's when you say, ah, Lord, 100 million. So how can I give pastor church? Is that because, how can I give PGT a tithe of 100? What's a tithe of 100 million? 10 million to Kwaju. Could not have mark me. You now know that seed has not been fully developed. It has not become a tree. Satan is still, that doctrine is still blowing in your heart by all kinds of winds and circumstances. What about the doctrine of give and shall be given to you? How many of you are grounded in that? That thing has become a tree in your heart. Do you understand? There are so many seeds that God has planted in your heart that has not brought forth fruit. So many. And that's why you need to really pay attention. And because the reason is because you are dull of hearing. No offense. Hallelujah. Verse 12. It says, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need I won't teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And have become such as have need of milk and not of strong drink. Now this commentary, this sad commentary, it's Paul conveying the disappointment of the Holy Ghost to a body of believers. That by the... See? Amen. Again, let me use a natural situation to explain it as I bring this to an end. How many of you have observed any growing child? I think by 1 year of age, I think I'm not sure anymore. My kids have gone past that age. By one, every baby should be walking by that time. I don't know whether I'm correct. Should be walking by the age of one. Or one. I don't know. I don't know whether I'm correct. 10 months. The baby should be standing up. Now, if the baby is already 10 years of age and is still crawling, excuse me, what will be your commentary? It's not the baby that needs help. The parents need help. The parents will not be able to bring that baby out and show the world that this is my baby. Fine girl, take the picture. The baby now pose. Nobody will take that picture with anybody. They said that baby has, is, I don't know what the boy, baby is demonic. Because that one has gone beyond demon. See, you understand? Because it's not natural for a 10-year-old baby to be crawling. Are you with me? Now, can you imagine the baby's body is still small and the head is growing? Is that a balanced diet? Do you understand? Now, you know in the natural that it's not natural. So where Paul was, he said, when you ought to be teachers, you still have men teach you. It's an abnormality. When you should be teaching people, now for you to teach is not sharing. It means you can break the word of God. See, the word of God has complexities. They have what I call paradoxes. When you have two truths that appear to oppose each other, can you undo the complexities of that kind of truth? An example of it, the scripture says, don't answer a fool according to
his foolishness. The next verse says, answer a fool according to his foolishness. How do you handle that? Will you say the people who wrote Bible are confused? No. They're not confused. Those truths are true. But only the mature can discern and handle it. Praise God. Now, do you know, can I increase the equation? You now have 4 or 5 different truths that appear to be fighting each other. Now, how do you reconcile it and balance it and use it and walk as you go along the way of life? That's why you hear some foolish people say, the Bible is not the word of God. This person said here, they said here. Who is telling the truth? You're foolish, you don't understand. One person said, where did Cain get wife? If you know the person who married Cain, how does that help you? How does that help you? You won't follow marry him. Do you understand? Don't call them unlearned questions. It doesn't add value to the man's soul. So why are you busy yourself with those kind of stupid things? So there are so many things like that you must know how to reconcile. It comes with maturity. Now, I'm not saying you take it by faith. No, there are things you take by faith, but after a while, you must come into understanding. Hallelujah. You must understand. By faith, I know that if I plug my electrical appliance into a power socket, it will come on. But a time will come, by necessity laid upon me, I must know how that thing works. Praise God. Are you with me? There was a son of mine that told me that it was touching life wire. I said, are you mad? You want to put me in trouble? He said, don't worry, daddy, I know what I'm doing. What do you know? The man has come into an understanding that he can touch life wire and he will not die. I'm not going to try it. As far as I'm concerned, it looks like magic, but I'm not going to find out. In Abba there, the boy, there was no light in Abba. I don't know what he did. He did one contraption and light came out in his room. He put something, hit the nail in the hearth, took wire somewhere. I don't know how he did it, and light came up, and there was no NEPA. I don't know. I don't know where he learned that one for. Now, it looks like magic. No, be so. But it's because you have no understanding, it will look like that to you. But to him, it is a normal thing. Understanding is important. It says you have become one. Say when you ought to be teachers, you have need that one should teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And I become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. The church cannot continue to feed on milk. The church cannot continue to remain babes forever. It is an abnormality. God can't stand that for long. If you refuse to grow and leave your babyhood stage, God may discard you. It's just like what I'm saying. Most parents, a baby of 10, 15 year old that cannot even crawl, that still remains a baby, the head is growing, the body is not growing, and it's still a baby body. They will one day leave Akure and go and dump the baby in Shagamu and run back home. They will abandon it. Do you understand? That's how God may abandon certain people. He will just leave them below and walk on. In the wilderness, as Israel advanced towards the promised land, anyone that will not follow the cloud of glory was left behind in the wilderness. And once the cloud goes, there is no protection for that person. You've not been to a desert before. May you not have that kind of experience. That desert Israel went through is one of the most dangerous deserts on the surface of the earth. All kinds of snakes stay there. They live there. That's their home. Praise God. The oracles of God. I like that word, oracles. Tell your neighbor oracles. What's an oracle? You know Ifa? They say Ifa is an oracle. But the Bible says that Ifa is a lower oracle to this oracle.
What we are carrying is the original oracle, but the Bible calls it the first principles of his oracles. That you know the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is an oracle. That you can stand in the night where demons are flying and say, in the name of Jesus, have you come down? And they will come down because you have understood that oracle. They are too confident in that oracle. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not that they send it for NYC. And they say in that village, witches walk in the daytime. They walk on their head in the daytime. You will see them in the daytime. Many of you will run back to your father's house. Because you have not understood the oracles you handle. You are still babies. For how long are we going to remain babes? For how long will the church be playing games and Ludo and hide and seek and ten-ten? How many of you did ten-ten when you were growing up? Okay. Do you still do ten-ten now? Why? Who told you that you have outgrown it? You just knew that it's time to move on. Hallelujah. It is time for us to do what? To move on. Israel stayed on Mount Sinai for years. One day the Holy Ghost came and said, you have stayed long on this mountain. It is time to move forward. I'm saying to the church today, it is time to move forward. We've stayed too long. I was listening, as I bring this to a close, I was listening to a radio program. And the man was saying, all of you that you are fornicating, you will go to hell. And he was talking and talking. I said, are they still preaching this kind of messages in the churches? Are you with me? Yes, if that is the kind of church you go, you need to leave that church and go to somewhere else where they will grow you up. Where they are telling you, don't cover your head, cover your leg, don't cover your nose, cover your hand. Ecclesiastes said those things have no power to restrain your soul from evil. They don't have power. What has the power to restrain you are the oracles. Once you acquire, understand the dynamics and the way it works, you will deal with the matter. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? So you have one that has become need of milk. Milk and meat are just two things. Capacity to digest. Instructions. Capacity to obey. What kind of instructions can I give you that I will not give Pastor Ogi? Or I will give Pastor Ogi. There are some of you that if I say, I want you to be here 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, you will grumble and grumble and grumble. But when I say to some people, they will say, Pastor, can I come at 4 a.m.? Do you understand? They can handle certain things you can't handle. Somewhere in their soul, they have grown up to become more responsible, more daring. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. Are you with me? Those are men who can handle meat. They can handle instructions. They can handle difficult instructions. Some of you, they will say, okay, Holy Ghost will tell you, no more pancake. You say, no, before I got born again, I'll be doing pancake. This pancake is what I'm going to do when I die. You are still a babe. A babe. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that just like a natural father or parents will not want his or her child to remain a baby, likewise, God will not want you and I to remain babes. Instructions will come our way. That God will expect us to rise and take the challenge and deal with the matter. Praise God. Remember David. David started his campaign, you remember, with his sling. He told Saul, he said, I've not tried this armor before. Are you with me? Saul gave him his armor. Saul gave him his sword. He said, I've never tried this thing before. But the one I know to use is called catapult. Do you remember? And he went to battle with catapult. But after that story, did you hear that David used catapult again to fight? No, David grew. It grew so much that David began to wield the sword of Goliath. When you see that sword in battle, a testimony is standing. he had grown that much. And I think that if he puts this word on the floor, that's what was as tall as David. I didn't see it too. I don't go and preach it too. I'm just saying my own. I think he was as tall as David. Amen. And David went to battle with his full armor. He had grown from using catapult to wielding a sword. Do you understand me? You are supposed to grow to be able to wield swords and take down Philistines. And not just Philistines, take down giants. For how long are we going to be playing with catapults? How many people can you kill with catapults? Do you understand? After that day, he never used catapult again. Because God said you have finished catapult. Because he used to use catapult in the wilderness. But now, God said, this catapult era has stopped. Move from milk to meat. And I see God helping us this 1 week in the name of Jesus. Come rise upon our feet. I want you to pray for yourself. If we're going to go on to perfection, it means that we must grow out of our babyhood stage. Whatever stage you are, that song, we used to sing a song, take me to another level in you. Take me to another, you know, show me another side of you. When you ask God to show you another side of him, you are asking God to open to you a new vista of spiritual demands. That's what it means. I want you to pray for yourself that you will not remain on the spot. You need to move. I don't know how far, where you are in the spirit, but that is not your ultimate. There is a place called completion where you must come to a completion. They must complete you. You must be perfected. Paul said that you see there is a need to come into perfection. I wish you can come. Hebrews 6 says that we should leave the elementary principles of Christ, the doctrines of Christ. Let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundations. I don't want us to lay those foundations. Many of us are still at that level of foundation. In the realm of the spirit, many of us have spent years on one spot. But God is demanding. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. It is time to move forward. It is time to move forward. It is time to move forward. The Bible says it was perfected. And therefore is the author able to provide eternal salvation to them that obey him. They perfected him. You ought to be perfected. If God perfected Jesus, who though was born without sin, went through the whole world, through the world in his time in the flesh, being tempted, yet he didn't commit sin. Not because he could not, he chose not to. The Bible says he also wants to perfect you. He 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 wants to perfect you. Ask the Lord, Lord, perfect me. Bring me into this perfection of yours. Help me to grow. The syllabus of God is like, it's like your natural classes. You must pass every stage. You must pass your own stage. You can't stay where you are and be comfortable. There is no comfort where you are. You have to keep moving. Ask the Lord, help me to keep moving. I want to be moving. I want to be moving forward. I want to be more like you. 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 In everything, I want to be more like you. The Bible says, and Jesus grew. I want you to also grow. I want each of us to grow. I want to grow. Jesus grew. Even at Jordan, God said, this is my beloved son. Jesus still grew further till he came to the cross of Calvary. He kept growing. He didn't stop growing at Jordan. Jesus kept growing until he hung on the tree. He kept growing. He kept scaling every challenge that came his way. He kept passing every challenge that came his way. You and I must keep growing and keep passing the challenges that come our way. I want to grow. Lord, help me. Oh, is not of him that runs, is not of him that wills, but of God that shows mercy. Ask him for mercy. Ask him for help. Ask him to guide you. You are on a pilgrimage. You are on a journey. You are like a house. You are like a tree that is built, that is planted, that must bring forth its fruit. That must fruit in season and out of season. You must come to that place that whatsoever you do it shall prosper. Until you get there, you are not yet there. We are not yet there until we get to the place where we are fruitful, lacking nothing. We must go on to completion. We must go on to perfection. The Lord is our shepherd. He's going to lead us. The Lord will lead us. I put my hands into your hands, Lord. Lead me in the way to go. Lead me in the way to go. Lead me in the way to go. Help and guide me. I don't want to stay on this level anymore. Over the prayer of Rodobo Jantendra Nasantendia. I break loose from the cultural barriers, the cultural trappings that has trapped souls in this time frame. I break loose so that I can sail the oceans of God's love. I want to sail your oceans, O God. I want to go on. I want to go on to perfection. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. Oh, Father, Malapro Shri Prahasagirimi. We bless the name of God. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. Eternal Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, Father, for your mercies upon us. Thank you, Father, because you have not given up on us. Your patience is mind-boggling. Your capacity to be patient with us is just something that, Lord, we are just grateful for. We are not mindful. We are not unmindful of the fact that we cannot remain on this level. For this reason, we seek your help. We ask that, Lord of heaven, you will help every one of us to proceed and move from this point to move on to the next level of our spiritual growth in the name of Jesus. We don't want to remain on this level. We want to move on. We want to keep moving. We want to keep advancing. Jesus at the River Jordan did not stop growing. Even after you declared him the Son of God, after you declared him your Son, he kept on growing till he arrived at the cross. I pray that we will arrive at our own completion in the name of Jesus. That nobody will be missing. Nobody will trip. Nobody will be deceived by the enemy in the name of Jesus. Help our hearts, O God. Teach us, engage us, inspire us to move with you, to the finish in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Glory be to your holy name. Because we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
It's grace, your grace. I'm nothing without you.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, ptchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental Prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday Service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Futa South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pgtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you. It's your